Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSign.com on the close. For all of our podcast articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Stocks are mixed currently as we come into the close. That, plus our roundup of the market and comments coming right up. So coming in now to the close, we see that stocks are mixed with the Dow down, but NASDAQ in particular is higher on the performance basically of two stocks, big gains in NVIDIA and Qualcomm, both stocks up by double digits right now. On the other hand, the Dow is lower, and that's due primarily to the performance of the entire banking sector, down over their disappointment that the Federal Reserve will not likely raise interest rates anytime soon. So banks down currently. In economic news, it's been a long, long time since we've seen labor costs jump like they did last quarter. Labor costs are up over 8% in the last 12 weeks. Then turning to our disastrous trade deficit, remember it was only back in March that we passed a monthly deficit of $70 billion. Well, October saw that dubious record go by the wayside, as we just had an $80 billion trade deficit for the single month of October. Something is seriously wrong in this nation's trade. Coming up next, our look at Moderna's earnings, announced earlier this morning, and that followed by a big-picture look at the market and the economy. Well, Moderna is one of the three vaccine producers headquartered in the USA. The others are Johnson & Johnson and Pfizer. The fourth member of the party is BioNTech, a British company. Now, for Moderna, its latest financial report is for Q3, and it's the second quarter that the company shows a profit. Q1 was the first time ever that Moderna became profitable. Moderna has one and only one commercial product, and that is the COVID-19 vaccine. All income and sales are from that singular product. Now, all sales have been made exclusively to governments, with the U.S. government providing the lion's share of Moderna's income. In round numbers, the U.S. government has provided $4.4 billion, or 44% of Moderna's income, directly from U.S. taxpayers. The other roughly $6 billion in income has come from various other governments around the world. No sales to individuals, all to just governments. Now, the product itself is highly profitable, with the company bringing fully 68% of their sales price directly to the bottom line in net income. Interestingly, Moderna is now predicting that vaccine production for the rest of this year is likely to be flat to only just marginally higher. This is the reason the stock is dropping like a rock, down $60 at the moment, or about 17% as we speak. So to sum up, this company is every wildcatter's dream. Just 2 years ago, Moderna became a publicly traded company. They then managed to sell many of the largest governments in the world on purchasing the vaccine for their citizens. And by the second full year of operation, they sell $10 billion worth of product, dropping fully $7.3 billion to bottom-line profits. I don't care who you point to, Apple, Microsoft, whomever, I've never seen any company grow this fast and this profitable in such a short period of time. Such is the scope of the current health crisis and the deep pockets of the American taxpayer. Well, with all the hoopla yesterday, it's easy to forget what really happened. There was, after all, new highs for all the major indexes and averages, and if I recall correctly, that puts us at well over 50 new highs for this year. There was also the masterful orchestration of the new policy direction for the Federal Reserve. As I commented yesterday, it was a well-made sale, as Jerome Powell and the rest of the members of the Fed had for weeks now, prepared us for yesterday's decision. And it's that decision that we may have lost sight of. Yesterday, the Fed took their very first step in reducing stimulus and starting on the road to tighter monetary conditions. Long term, this will not be a positive development for the financial markets. At some point, the markets will realize the tighter money, in this case meaning both higher interest rates and less direct investments, will reduce liquidity and thereby constrict the funds available for investment. Unfortunately, everyone has overlooked that right now, but at some point, we will all notice. What's really interesting about all this is that this was the third major indication that things are likely to get a little tougher for markets going forward. And all three indicators have happened within the last couple of weeks. First, there was the miss by three out of the top five companies in their earnings reports. While Microsoft and Alphabet Google reported solid results, there were bad misses by Facebook, Apple Computer, and Amazon. In fact, Amazon's results were especially poor, missing top-line revenue by about 50%. So market leadership is stumbling. The final indication that things are getting tougher was the preliminary report on the nation's third quarter GDP. It clearly shows that the economy is slowing and slowing rapidly. After two successive quarters in which the economy grew at better than 6%, that's about double our current trend, GDP took a tumble and showed growth of only slightly over 2%. That's like going from 60 miles an hour to 20 in the span of just 12 weeks. And it does not portend good things for our immediate economic future. In fact, down at the Atlanta Fed, their GDP model, which is a much more current model, indicates that the economy is barely growing at all, a growth rate of merely 0.5%. That's stumble number three. Put this all together, a tightening Fed, poor earnings by three out of the five market leaders, and a GDP declining by 2/3, and you have three big caution flags. And that's something to think about. And that's thevalueside.com for Thursday, November 4. For all our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.